How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
EST 2016. This is interviews, music reviews, and more. This is The Hotter Show.
What is up, everybody? We're rolling audio here today on another edition of The Hotter Show Rewind, a series here on The Hotter Show in which we go back in the archives of all 366 plus episodes of the show, pick out something that I want to share with you guys and just explore it, and I kind of reflect on it a little bit as well. And today we are going all the way back to almost 300 episodes ago to episode 70, the very first showcase I ever did here on The Hotter Show. And at the times I did call them reviews, but it's the same thing. And this is really fun because it was actually Outshine's very first EP, which was a self-titled EP, and seeing as how Outshine have always been the unofficial house band of The Hotter Show, I thought this would be really fun to go back and check out and also see how the Hotter Show Music Review or Hotter Show Music Showcase has evolved over the years. And it's also just a really kick-ass EP. So I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy this edition of The Hotter Show Rewind, especially if you've never heard Outshine. They are simply bad ass. But before we jump in, I want to thank everybody for their support on last week's episode of the show, my chat with Connor Steele of Infinite Jest. Really, really fun conversation. I want to thank Connor for coming on, and definitely keep an eye out for more music from Infinite Jest. And once that EP is dropped, be rest assured I will have Connor back on for a music showcase, because I really dig Infinite Jest sound. I think they are super unique while still being trippy and hooky and all that fun stuff. Just like Outshine's debut EP was. And it's fun looking back on this. Just before we jump into it here, I wanted to say the number one thing that has changed with the Hotter Show Music Review or Hotter Show Music Showcase is I used to do them very, very differently. Now I like to have the artist on and we play the full EP or album and then we talk about it. And also they give a little insight before we listened to the music about kind of the recording process and all that. At this point, it was just me doing it solo, and I would play a track and then talk about it, which I kind of cringe now listening to it that way, to be honest, because for me as a listener, it kind of takes me out of it. But I think it's still really interesting to go back and listen to it in its original format. I don't believe in editing past episodes or anything, because it's interesting listening to it in this prospect, because I really dig into the songs a little more than I did when I was just doing a straight listen through. As much as I think for the listener, it's better to listen to the music in that way, it's still fun to go back and listen to the old format. And I didn't even have the graphic or anything at this point. This was back in the day. It was 2016. I believe it was early October, I think 2016, which again is like a lifetime ago, almost 300 episodes. It's crazy to think back. If you heard this episode and you're still listening to this podcast, you're seriously the best, and I appreciate you very much. And I hope that you enjoy this look back into the past here on The Hotter Show Rewind. Before we jump in, we're going to hear a message from the sponsors who are helping The Hotter Show grow. Let's check it out.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A massive thank you to Speaker and all of their fine sponsors for helping this podcast grow. But now, let's step back and take a look at episode 70, Outshined EP Review, from the Harder Show archives. Let's go back in time. Who is Outshined? Well, if for some reason you don't know who Outshined are a three-piece hard rock band from Bowmanville, Ontario, featuring Brandon Hastings on guitar and vocals, Braden Jeffries on bass, and Dylan Porter on drums. A great group of guys. Not only do they play kick-ass rock and roll, but they deliver it with a very unique twist, with a big group of influences ranging all the way from Big Wreck to Alter Bridge to Metallica and so many other influences. If for some reason you have not heard of them before, obviously you listen to this podcast very often because I've talked about them before. I'm just kidding. But if you don't know who they are, I definitely recommend you check them out on their website, Outshined. That's outshined.ca. I'll be sure to link that in the description of this podcast. But I really wanted to do this review. They're such a wicked band, and this is such a wicked EP that I figured, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and do it. If you have not heard them on the podcast before, Brandon Hastings, he's been on episodes 28 and 29, and the whole band were on episode 51 and 52, which I mentioned earlier in the intro there. Definitely recommend you guys check them out. Very, very good episodes, great episodes, and just good band. You'll learn more about the band and that kind of thing if you're interested. But I'm just going to get underway with this review here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of give a little blurb about each song, what I like about it, that kind of thing, if there's something I don't like about it. And then I'm going to play each song for you guys right here on the podcast. You have already heard in my intro, and if you listen to the podcast regularly, you've heard Why before, which is my intro song and my outro song. But I haven't played the full song for a while on the podcast here, so I am going to play that song. I'm going to play all the songs for you guys. But first, I'm going to give a little blurb about each. So, if you're ready to rock, we will get right into this review here. Now, the first track that we have is track one, and this track is called Shut. Now, this to me, guys, is it's rock and roll to the core with a modern twist. Shut starts off with the EP with a huge bang, with great guitar work from Brandon and a very killer drum intro from Dylan. And of course, the whole thing is held together with a great groove. The riff is very unique. It's one of those riffs that not only can you play air guitar to it, but you can also kind of sing it to yourself, which is very, very cool. The lyrical content is great. Definitely pretty straight out rock and roll. Just kind of almost a middle finger to somebody who's trying to control your life and that kind of thing. Keep your mouth shut. You can't control me. All that kind of stuff, you know. This song actually has one of my favorite lyrics in like all of modern rock right now. And that lyric is, and I quote, "You say that patience is a virtue. I hold my middle finger up to you." I think that's a pretty great friggin' line. When I first heard that, I just was like, damn, like that's sweet. I heard a lot of these songs when I did the podcast with the boys. They kind of showed me, gave me a sneak peek at some of the songs. And Shut was definitely one that the second I heard it, I went, that is a beast of a song. I said, you know, this has radio potential on it and all that kind of thing. And I wasn't wrong. It is a very, very awesome track. Brandon definitely shows off his versatility in this song. You know, he's singing kind of higher notes, softer notes, all that kind of thing. The pre-chorus is probably definitely my favorite part of this song. Just kind of the way it ties everything together with the killer hook that is in the chorus. The kind of background vocals they have is very, very awesome. I think that the solo is also wicked. All around, it's just a very great tune. I know that a lot of people have said to them that Shut's one of their favorite songs. It's definitely, like I said earlier, guys, it's a modern rock track, hard rock track. It's pretty straight to the point, but it still has a rockin' sound, a very rockin' groove. So I am going to play this now here for you guys. Crank it up and get ready to hear Shut. So that was Shut, guys. That is a rocking freaking track. Love that tune. And one thing I forgot to mention that I always love about that song is in the verse, Brandon, he's showing off his vocal versatility. But one thing that's always great is as a musician and a guitar player, I'll hear little things. And in the verse, I love how he has kind of his vocals double with like a lower harmony. It's just very, very cool. I forgot to mention that. But moving right along with this review here, we have track 2, Why. Now, Why am I going to talk about this song? Well, I want to tell you why. I suck. So, yeah, not really funny, but moving on with the review here. Why is definitely my favorite track from Outshine. Definitely my favorite track on the record. And that says something because I love all of these songs. I can pretty much just tell you guys right now, this is not any kind of a negative review. So if you're looking for that, you came to the wrong place. And I'm not biased, just for the record. I would be very honest with you guys if there was something I did not like on this EP. But Why, as you guys may or may not know, happens to be the intro and outro song for this podcast. I've also played it here on the podcast before. Fun fact, it was actually also the first intro and outro song for the podcast when the song was in its demo format. So that's kind of interesting. If you want to hear this song in its early stages, you can go all the way back to episodes 1 through, I want to say, 1 through 10, and then it changed to another Outshine song. But definitely check that out. But if you've listened to the podcast since episode, I think, 50, I have Outshine song Why, this new version, up since then as my intro and outro. It was also the first song I actually ever heard from Outshine, and there's a funny story about that. If you guys go back and listen to episodes 51 and 52 when Outshine were on the podcast, kind of a funny story about that. But this song starts off with a wicked, wicked bass intro from Braden, along with some kind of ambient guitar noises, and then it kicks into the main riff, and it just kicks your ass. The drums, the tone of the guitars, everything, it just kind of pummels you. Very, very cool, straight up hard rock song and riff. Heading into the verse, Brandon starts to paint a picture, kind of a story of loss from the point of view of a child abandoned by a drug addicted parent. Just real quick, I want to say this is not from personal experience with Brandon at all. Brandon's mom is a wonderful, nice lady. I have had the pleasure of meeting her and talking with her a couple of times. Brandon talks a little bit more in depth about the song and that kind of thing on the podcast we did about all these songs. They kind of talk a little bit more in depth. If you guys want to hear more about that, you can check out that episode of the podcast. But kicking into the powerhouse of a chorus, it will get stuck in your head within seconds with the great hook it has, the soaring vocals, the cool background leads and melodies that the guys do, the kind of the group vocals. It's a great, great hard rock song. I promise you guys, the chorus will get stuck in your head. I know from experience, it's been stuck in my head ever since I heard it. And you'll understand what I mean when you hear it. It definitely has my favorite solo on the record on here. I love the solo Brandon does. It's a very very Tremonti-esque, but still different, you know. He's definitely carved out kind of a niche for himself as far as his own sound of solos are concerned on this record. Most of the people I've shown Outshine to pick this as their favorite song. They go, this song is great. Like they say, this song, if I heard this song on the radio, I'd buy the record. And you know, I agree. I think Why is a great song. I think it's the radio song, you know, maybe I'm crazy. But that's what I think anyway, personally, about the song. It's a rocking tune. I don't really have much else to say about it. You guys may have heard me talk about this song before. You may have heard it before, but that aside, get ready to rock. This is Why.
Knows that it's been a few years. been hard, now you gotta move on. You can't hide the truth for the rest of your life. What did you have to go and find the things you lost that day? What did you have to leave today? Now you have to fly away.
Alright guys, just want to take a quick second here to give a big shout out to the first ever sponsor and big time supporter of The Hotter Show, my man Mr. Jason Reese over at Jaybird Digital Arts. Now what exactly does Jason do? Well, if you guys need any kind of logos, t-shirts, posters, album design, tickets, photo manipulation, you guys still with me? Advertising, business stationery, mailers, brochures, fine art, and literally anything else you can think of, Jaybird Digital Arts can create it. No project is just a generic template, and every single job is a new opportunity to create something unique. Jason's done all the Hotter Show logos, t-shirts, banners, and even a meme here and there, so I can promise you that you will love and be inspired by what Jason comes up with. You can find him on the web at www.jaybird, that's J-A-Y-B-I-R-D, digitalarts.com. Or you can find him on Facebook under the Jaybird Digital Arts handle, as well as on Instagram. If you happen to use his services, be sure to let him know that TJ sent you. Hell yeah, that was why, guys. Hope you enjoyed hearing the full version. Like I said, that's my favorite Outshine song and my favorite song off this EP, so you know that I had to hang out and rock out with it with you guys on that. It's killer, killer track. But continuing on with the review here, we have track 3, In the Garden. This is one of the more radio friendly tracks on the EP. The EP kind of takes a nice little not detour, but like kind of a nice little stop off in ballads / radio rock evil, if that makes any sense. But this song definitely showcases their ability to not only write a verse that you will love, but a serious hook. This is another song that it will get stuck in your head the second you hear it. The first time I heard this song, to be brutally honest with you guys, I wasn't a massive fan of it. I don't know why, but it grew on me so quickly, and to the point where I've been singing it to myself for the last like month at least. The guitar work is spot on, and the bass soloing that Braden does in the song, kind of in the bridge solo section, is really, really great. Kind of more closer to a ballad than a full rock track, but Garden, it's a great change of pace. Like I said, it kind of, the EP takes a nice little detour, in a way, I guess, in this, the next two songs. And you don't miss the hard rock and stuff when they write hooks like this. This is actually the producer Brandon Bowden's favorite song off this EP, In the Garden. Very, very cool. The guitar work is great. The tones are great. The one thing I love about this song is the in the verse, when the verse starts out, it has that nice little kind of strum of the acoustic guitar and the tone of that acoustic guitar. It's beautiful. I mean, Brandon's guitar tones are amazing on this whole record. Brayden's tones are amazing and Dylan's drums all sound great. They talk a little bit more in depth on the podcast that we did. I'm sorry I keep mentioning these podcasts, but I keep thinking of stuff that happens on them. And they kind of go a little bit more in depth with this kind of stuff. So that's what they use on the record and stuff like that. So definitely check out those episodes if you're more interested in that kind of thing. But definitely a great, great song. Like I said, it's hooky. It will keep you going. You'll be singing it to yourself weeks. Just like every other song on the EP, really. It's actually a song that Brayden wrote the majority of, from what I understand. The boys were talking about it when they were on the podcast. So definitely very cool. The lyrics are really nice and great as well. Kind of a, I guess, kind of a look back in a way. Maybe of a lost love or something like that from what I gather from it. I'm probably way off, but that's what I get from it. So get ready to hear this track. This is In the Garden. Let's hear it. right, we are rolling right along with this review here. That was In the Garden. Really hope you guys enjoyed it. I forgot to mention, I keep forgetting to mention stuff for some reason. The bridge for that song is like one of the best bridges I've ever heard. The kind of post-solo, and it's a wicked solo, by the way, after Braden's little bass lead solo type deal, Brandon's vocals and that. It's a really, really nice feel-good bridge. So definitely a great, great tune. Again, that was In the Garden. Now, the next track we're going to talk about is entitled Sunrise. Now, this track surprised me. I'm not going to lie. When Brandon told me that they were going to do a ballad on the EP called Sunrise, I kind of broke his balls about it a bit. I was just like, really, man? Like, come on. Like, really? What can it be? Oh, you, my sunrise. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on, man. But all joking and that kind of thing aside, I was very excited to hear it. I am a huge fan of acoustic style ballads, regardless of what I may say. I really do enjoy them. And this song blew me away, guys. Starting out with a beautiful sounding acoustic intro. Very nice guitar work from Brandon. Beautiful acoustic sound. He definitely shows off kind of his more soulful vocals in this track. Definitely singing a very clear message to someone very special to him. He tells a story and paints a picture of watching a beautiful sunrise with someone he loves very much. You know, obviously telling a story very specifically of, you know, the old bridge and, you know, the smell of campfires and that kind of thing. Like, it's a very beautiful, beautiful lyrics in this song. Very, very well written. You know, comparing this person that he is speaking about and loves very much. I mean, I know who it is, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, yes, he's talking about this person specifically, because this is, music is meant to be taken the way it is. He's talking about his girlfriend, okay? This is what it is. Comparing his girlfriend to a sunrise in beauty. I mean, I think that's, isn't that just the cutest damn thing you've ever heard in your life? all joking aside, is a awesome, awesome track. It's one that I actually go to the most, to be honest with you guys, to listen to on repeat. I just love this song. It's a serious, serious track, and it doesn't, not only has crossover potential, but this is one of those songs that it could be almost like a Trojan horse song, in the sense of get fans that may not check out songs like Wire Shut, because they're like, oh, it's like hard rock music and there's loud guitars and stuff. This is one of those songs that it would get fans like that into Outshine, into this band, and then they might hear a song like In the Garden and dig it, and then kind of slowly work their way up to more harder rock songs. Definitely it's one of those types of songs. The entire song presentation is absolutely flawless. The groove that Dylan and Braden lay down is like, it's legendary. It is perfect for what this song needs. They don't overdo it. Even the guitar works and that kind of thing, like, it doesn't overdo it. It's exactly what it needs to be. The solo and the bridge and that kind of thing, it's all exactly where it needs to be. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It leaves you with a very, very good feeling at the end of it. Kind of the same way Garden does to me. It leaves me with this really nice feeling. But this one a little more, because it's like a very nice kind of ballad. It definitely makes you think of someone special. Gives you those kind of feelings for that person. I know for me personally, it definitely makes me think of Sam, obviously, and that kind of thing. So it is a beautiful, beautiful song. Even if you aren't into kind of the ballad type stuff, like I said, you know, I did kind of bust his chops about it a little bit when he told me, we're going to have a ballad on the EP. I was like, really, bro, come on. But like I said, the presentation of the song is flawless. I know when you hear it, you guys are going to love it. Pay close attention to, because some of the lyric writing on this is really great. If you're a guitar player, Brandon's playing is just, his acoustic playing is just flawless on this song. It's very, very great. The groove laid down, just pay close attention musically as well, because sometimes songs like this, you can kind of get lost in the lyrics and that kind of thing, and the vocals, and his vocals are amazing on this. Everything is so crisp and clean and great, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. Enough about it. Let's crank it up. This is Sunrise.
Just another normal summer night. you and I, going down the dirt road, smell of campfires in the air. As we head on down to the old bridge, the world is ours under the stars. We're watching the sunrise. It's beautiful like your eyes. That's when I ground your hand and held it tight. Stars appear one by one. The sun starts to fade away till morning comes, leaving a glow, lighting up the horizon. That's when a voice in my head told me you're the one. The world is ours. Sunrise, it's beautiful like your eyes, like your eyes. We're watching the sunrise. It's beautiful like your eyes. That's when I grab your hand and held it tight. Your smile will always shine bright like a shooting star across the night. Grab your hand and hail the tide. Your smile will always shine bright like a shooting star across the night sky. You are my sunrise.
All right, that was Sunrise, guys. Really hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. Great musicianship and vocals and lyrics and that all around. I see that being a massive radio hit one day, in my opinion. But moving right along, getting back into the rock side of things, we have track 5 of the EP, Situation Overload. Now, when I first read this title, guys, I'm not going to lie, again, I kind of busted the guy's chops a little bit. I was like, really? This better not be like a generic rock track. You know how some modern rock bands just try to sound like old rock bands? I hate that. And I was like, boys, like, I was a little worried, I'm not going to lie. Was I ever wrong? Situation Overload tells the story of someone who is living with a deadly disease to which they are losing their battle. Is a very, very heavy subject matter lyrically. I think most of us have a family member who may be in this position at one point. The guitar work on this song is some of the grooviest on the record. Definitely very straight up rock. And I think this song again, has one of the best solos on the record. I keep saying that, but his guitar work is always great. So the groove that's laid down by Braden and Dylan is seriously, like, just groovy. And that alone will get stuck in your head. The music will get stuck in your head. Kind of tying in with that, with the heavy subject matter and Brandon's vocals, it's all on point. Like, they really do a great job with this song. It's definitely very straight up rock and roll. And it's a whole great, great song. It's very interesting for the EP. It's definitely kind of a standalone on the EP as far as lyrical content and that kind of thing. The only thing negative I have to say at all about anything on this EP and in this song in particular is just that this is my least favorite song on the EP. But I still play it on repeat all the time. So what does that tell you? Maybe because it was more of a straight up kind of rock and roll kind of track. Maybe that's why, I don't know. I kind of like the more straightforward hard rock stuff. But still, it's a great, great song. It's just, this is probably my least favorite on the record. And it's still a killer song. Some of you guys are going to hear it and go, what the hell? How is this his least favorite song? And it's just, it's hard, guys, okay? There's six songs and they're all friggin' great. But either way, take it for what it's worth. I still play it on repeat all the time. So it is what it is. I got to say something in this review. Somewhat critique negative, and I guess that would be the only thing I have to say is this song. Just, I would have, it's maybe a little groove rocky for me personally, but that is what it is. Like I said, I still play on repeat all the time, but we're gonna crank it up, turn your volumes up to 11. This is Situation Overload.
Sometimes in life things are right.
All right, guys, that was Situation Overload. Hopefully your necks aren't too hurt from rocking out to that groovy as hell track. Absolutely love that song. The next song we have is the final song of the EP, the final message from the band for this recording, this offering from Outshined. And mostly with last songs, you want to leave a good first impression. You want to leave a good impression on the listener. And they want to end off with a strong track. And do they do that with this song? I can honestly say hell yes. They certainly do. This song, track 6, Set Me Free, is another song I've kind of had the pleasure of hearing and seeing grow into this killer huge track that it's become. You know, Brandon playing me it acoustically in the shop at times and that kind of thing, hearing the demo recordings of it and that. It's always been a great kind of hard rock, almost bluesy in the verses kind of tune. And this version of it, the final version, is just, it is amazing. This song, it is huge. It feels so massive. A song speaking directly to someone who's trying to hold you back, or who's taking something from you that could be holding you back, or who is doing something to hold you back in some way. It's a song of power to me. Incredibly bluesy vocals and guitar work in the verse, going into the massive chorus with the huge powerful rhythms and vocals. To me, it's almost not a song of like rebellion, but the vocals and the chorus just, you thought you had power, blah, like it's very powerful. Definitely a great, great song. I know a lot of people pick this song as one of their favorites too. It's got definitely one of my favorite endings. As far as if you haven't seen Outshined live, when they play this song, the ending is just amazing. It's huge. And on the EP, just when it's over, it literally, you sit there and you just go, holy crap, what just happened? Outshined happened, ladies and gentlemen. Set Me Free happened. It is an amazing, amazing song. I love the dobro in the verse. Very, very cool. The whole tune, the groove laid down by the rhythm section of Mr. Braden Jeffries and Dylan Porter is amazing. It is all great. It's just a huge, huge song. I promise afterwards you'll be like, what the hell just happened? But that is it for the review, guys. I will check in with you guys after we hear this huge rocking tune. Crank it up one last time, one more song. This is Set Me Free. Holy crap, what just happened? Guys, that was Outshine's self-titled EP in its entirety with some reviews for each song by yours truly. Really hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed hearing some great straight-up rock music. Even if you heard the songs before, hopefully you enjoyed rocking out to them and agree with my opinions on some of them. Overall, there is really nothing negative I can say about this record, guys. And again, some people might say, oh, you're biased because, you know, they've been on your podcast and you're friends with them and blah, blah, blah. And that's not true. I told the guys that when I heard this record, if there was something I didn't like on it, I would tell them. I would be brutally honest with them. And they said, please do. I mean, I'm not that kind of person who, I'm not going to review a record if I have nothing but negative things to say about it anyway. But if I didn't think this record was a 10 out of 10, I would tell you guys. And, well, guess what? Yeah. I have to give this record a 10 out of 10. I literally can't. Maybe I'm too nice with my ratings. I've only done one other review like this before, and that other record got a 10 out of 10 as well. But either way, this record is definitely worth your money. You can check it out on iTunes. Go on their website, www.outshined.ca, in order to check it out. Check out any show listings they have. You can buy a physical copy there. Any merch they have, check them out, guys. They are an awesome, awesome, awesome band. Great group of guys. One more time, if you have not heard them on the podcast, I highly recommend you check it out. It's episodes 28 and 29 were with the singer Brandon Hastings, and episodes 51 and 52 were with the whole band. But that's going to do it for the Outshined review. All right, folks, hope you enjoyed this edition of The Harder Show Rewind. Always fun getting to look back in the archives of The Harder Show, especially this episode, the first ever music review, music showcase. A lot of fun. Big shout-outs to the homies and Outshined. Hope you guys are doing well. And be sure to go check out Outshined on Spotify and all that, because they also have a re-released version of Shut, which was the first track on the EP that is very, very good. Some different takes on things in the single version. So go check it out. It's absolutely badass. And they're my boys. So big shout outs to the kind of the unofficial Harder Show house band Outshined. And I want to thank you so very much for listening. It really means the world to me, especially if you're still listening. And if you would like to follow The Harder Show, you can do so. We have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can contact me anytime at thehardershow@gmail.com. We do have a Discord if you would like to join it. Hit me up and I will send you a link to the Harder Show Discord, or you can find a link to it on my Linktree, which you can find a link to the Linktree, try and say that 100 times fast, on the Harder Show Instagram in my bio, or on my Facebook account in the bio, or I'm pretty sure if you just search Harder Show Linktree on Google, it should come up. We also have a Patreon on The Harder Show, patreon.com/TheHarderShow. And if you would like to help out the show a little more, consider joining the Patreon. We have a $1, $5, and $10 tier, all of which give you different rewards. Anything above the $5 tier will grant you access to the exclusive horror narration podcast I do on my Patreon, Tapes of Trepidation, which is slowly growing into just its own monster, which is really fun for me because it's something I flirted with basically for the last 5 years at least. I've slowly gotten very much into narration and horror narration. The last 3 years especially, I've become utterly obsessed with it. And last year with the launch of Tape Trepidation for the Patreon was really a big step. And there are going to be 20 episodes very soon of that podcast, which is really a lot of fun that I have 20 episodes, as I was really only doing them monthly, but I decided to throw a few other episodes in there as well. So it's a lot of fun. And we also have exclusive channels on the Harder Show Discord. And once I hit my goal of $100 USD every month for 2 months, I want to at least get 2 months under my belt, I am going to launch the Harder Show merch store. And anyone who is a $10 and above tier is going to get a special discount for the merch store. And also may or may not be planning something special for you, but that's all I'm going to say about that right now. And regardless of what tier you're at, you also get an exclusive, patented Harder Show shout out at the end of every single episode of The Harder Show, even the rewind episodes, because I just always believe and giving a shout out to people who deserve it, which I'm going to do right now as giving a little shout out to my hard heads. We, of course, have my boy, Scott Duquette, Ronan Komori, also known as Mo from Baseline Feed, Wolf Delta Pi, also known as Tanner from Baseline Feed, Eric Phones, actor extraordinaire, Arthur Unk, probably the best writer out there, Mike Quintero of Shudder Radio, fantastic horror narration podcast, C.M. Peters from Baseline Feed, also a fantastic author, Jason Reese of J. Bridges Digital Arts, I mean, the man, the myth, the legend, he does all my graphic stuff, he is seriously the best. Terry and Janet Hodder, who, as an indirect way, but also a direct way of, as possible, are solely responsible for this podcast, because without them, I wouldn't be alive. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for, you know, helping to create the Hodder Show. We, of course, also have Mr. Brandon Bowden of Bowden Voice, fantastic voice actor and voiceover guy. And last but not least, Neil Skrupa of Necrotic Voice, who is a fantastic voice actor as well. And you're going to hear on Tape Trepidation very, very soon. So if you want a little share like that at the end of every single episode of The Hodder Show, consider joining the Patreon, $1 a month, USD. That's, you won't even notice that leaving your account. $5, that's like a cup of coffee at Starbucks. $10 a month, obviously that's a little more. That's like a couple cups of coffee at Starbucks. But it really helps me out. And it helps this show grow. And hitting that goal of $100 USD a month, I did technically hit it once before. And then unfortunately had a couple patrons drop off due to nothing of my own doing. They assured me. They wanted to make it very, very clear. And of course, nothing but love to them as well. Hope to see them come back one day if it is so able to happen. But obviously, I just appreciate the hell out of the support. And if you are just supporting this podcast, it means the world to me. Thank you so very much. Be sure to rate, subscribe if you can. And if possible, set up the Hodder Show for automatic download. That is one of the best things you can do to help this podcast is ratings and automatic downloads. It means so much to me. And I thank you. And I will catch you next time right here on the Hodder Show. Take it easy, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.